Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps.
Beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring amazing special guests from the cast and crew.
After that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
I don't even know if we should talk about this because there's just implications in the story.
I don't know if I understand it.
There's a story out that basically says, and I know I'm going to get heat for agreeing with the story a little bit because it feels like an antiquated way to think. But the way the story, the headline is this: men are sadder when their wives earn more than them.
Sadder. How do you measure sadness?
It's just a thing where you're like, it's anthropological. I'm just kidding. 303-222-5423. Text in, tell me I'm an a-hole. I don't care. It's just, I'm probably more feminine than the average guy. By a little, at least. I think sometimes by a lot.
I think just a little, but yeah. Like, you don't paint your nails. That's...
No, but I don't think... I just mean just my attitudes towards whatever. But there's something in dudes from Neanderthal days where it's like, I gather the food and you keep the baby alive because you have the boobs. So, like, I go kill the saber tooth. I'll bring back some meat for us.
I provide.
Sure. And
yeah,
then
I don't just, I agree with that. Yeah.
And it's not, I don't think that that's me going like, well, you couldn't possibly provide. I don't think it's that. There's just something.
It's like a biological drive that like, this is the role that I feel that I should be doing. And if it's not that you don't think they can do it, it's that I want to do it.
Yes. Thank you for saying it in a way that I sound less like a 1950s jackhole, but that's really what it's like. And I can't put my finger on it. I don't actually think that Aaron, if we were together, I wouldn't be mad if you were making more money than me, but it would just be like, I want to be the provider.
I don't want to speak for you, but would you feel like you're not doing enough?
Not enough, but just not what I'm supposed to. Am I saying that right? Do you understand what I'm...
Yeah,
I don't think you feel that way, T.X.
Well, I feel it, yeah, because we're in that situation. My wife makes more money than me. She's more successful than me. She's better looking than me. She's fitter than me. She's smarter than me.
But you're a radio star. How is it possible that you don't make more money?
But that's the thing, is she's known that this has been the path forever. Like, from the day we met, she knew I wanted to be in radio, and it was going to be a long slog, and... There might not be an end to the slog. It might just be, you know, that's how...
Just always slogging.
That's how radio
works. Every
day
I'm sloggling.
Yeah. So there is where she's awesome about it, and she doesn't make me feel inferior because of it, which is credit to her.
Right.
But I internally, I feel like I want to do more. I would love nothing more than for her to not have to work at all, let alone to make more money than me. So that still is in me, for sure. Biological, just like, ugh.
But do you ever make her feel bad about it? Or do you express that you feel weird about it?
Yes. Yeah, I do. And we know it's just that if my career progresses, like, things might change or they might not.
Hey,
no, that's not a reflection on him. It's a reflection on radio in general.
Right. Or whatever. Yeah. Life. I don't know. If the eventual goal would be for her to not have to work, even though...
She just work and you not work? If she's like, we know people who she is the breadwinner to the point where he doesn't work.
Mm-hmm. She is not driven in that way. She does not want to do that.
Because she's more of a quote unquote traditionalist.
I guess, yeah. Yeah. She had an awesome career, then we had kids, and then it kind of made her think again, like, do I want to be working or do I want to be with my kids? And it was like, well.
And then she saw the direct deposit from here and she was like, I guess I'm working.
Yeah, exactly.
So do you think would you call yourself sad? Because what this thing says is men's mental health diagnosis. The chance of you having a mental health diagnosis increases by 11% if she makes more than you.
Yeah, and I also wonder about this story. Were these couples in a situation where he was making more and then he took a hit and now he's making less? And that would be harder than me. It's like she always has always salary job.
Because
I was working
part
time.
It's not just one variable. It's
I think there's a lot of.
So she literally knew she picked you. Despite your status.
Exactly. Yeah. So we were always on the same page, which I think helps. So I don't feel sad. I feel motivated, if anything, I would say that to keep earning more, to keep working hard, it helps me feel more motivated as well to help out around the house and stuff like that when I can. Cause it's like, wow, you're taking care of the kids. You're working, you're making all the money. I need to do whatever
whenever I can.
Yeah.
A couple things. That's a very healthy attitude. And also, you're one of the nicest people on the planet Earth because you just talked through that whole thing after I just hit you in the face with like the most backhanded, insulting things. Like, she realized what a loser you were
and said,
and
yeah,
married
let's
you
go.
Anyway. And you're like, yeah, yeah, totally.
Yeah. It's a point of pride for me.
The Slacker Show. Alice. 105.9.